May 16th, 1993 is our destination this week with another visit to the Vault of Silliness. A dumb birthday game that features Helen from Boston, a sorehead throwing out false accusations, but we love her anyway, even though she's a loser. Al from Framingham, Heather from Dorchester, baking a cake and later begging for the game to end. The lovely Jody in Hudson, New Hampshire. She was going to be a junior at Riviera College back then. I'm in the studio and must have been napping, but I do perk up. And Bruce Connolly with a new attitude in traffic. Birthdays? Deborah Winger, Olga Corbett, George Gaines. I make a dog food reference that goes over everybody's head, calling him the dog food king. Gaines burgers? Does anybody remember those? Heck, even I paused for a split second wondering what I was talking about. Pierce Brosnan, Norm's twin. Janet Jackson, where Norm runs down the hits, and there's a couple of surprises. Lowell Weicker, Gabriella Sabatini, and Studs Terkel. We close out the game with dates in history. The first Academy Awards, and when did Annie Get Your Gun open on Broadway? And of course, Norm says Broadway in his special way. Bruce and I are completely smitten with Jody. Poor Helen doesn't score, but was hoping for a prize anyway. Norm says she only gets our admiration and love, and maybe something else. I cannot give that answer away here, so you'll just have to continue listening to find out. Norm gets all hoity-toity on us with a trip to the Nashua Country Club. We hear some sage advice from Norm's Hungarian gypsy princess grandmother, and Norm recreates a performance from his role in the industrial film The Romance of Steel Ingots.
Another dumb birthday game, another exciting moment of broadcast history is being made, and let me introduce you to the people who'll be playing the game with us. The idea is, of course, I give you a name of a person born on this very day. This is Sunday, May 16th, and you tell me how old that person is. Plus, I think we'll throw in a couple of dates, too. That is, I'll tell you an event that happened on this day, and you tell me the year. Here's who is playing the game with us, the very lovely Helen from Boston. Hello.
No, we're going to have to stop meeting like this. People will be talking.
I don't care, Helen. I don't care. It may ruin your reputation, but it can only help me. Hey, did you see who he's talking with? He's talking with Helen. And I thought he was a dork. He must be something special, they cry. We have Al from Framingham, who's with us also. Hi, Al.
Hi, Norm.
Have you played the game with us once before, I think?
Oh, sometime back.
Sometime back. Well, nice to have you back with us again, along with the lovely Heather from Dorchester. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Norm.
You have such a lovely name. I love that name, Heather.
Thank you.
Anyway, we also have Jody up in New Hampshire. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you. I forgot. Now, where are you in New Hampshire?
I'm in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hudson, New Hampshire. Okay. And, of course, we have the very lovely, my lovely assistant to the lovely Tony Nesbitt, who's playing the game with us, too. Hi, Tony.
There I am. Is that my cue?
No.
I'll go back to sleep.
Everybody else is just popping up, so enthusiastic.
I'm sorry.
And here you are, the big time producer. Hello, is that my cue?
I had some technical difficulties.
Oh, I see. Don't we all do?
Yeah.
Usually, as you get older in life, you'll find each year you get more technical difficulties. I sometimes wake up and I think, do I have to face another day with all these technical difficulties? I don't think I'm going to make it.
I think I'll go for a checkup on Monday.
Then we have one, probably the youngest member of our group, although Jody sounds quite young. This is Bruce Connolly, who was our WBZ 24-hour traffic network reporter. I know you played the game with us once before, Bruce.
Yes, last week was my debut, and I'm ready this week.
You're really ready. I can tell you. There's fire in your voice.
I have a new attitude this week.
Different than the last week's attitude?
Yeah, I have a winning attitude this week. I'm here to win.
Yeah, he's got the answer.
That's right, too. And you put on your pants one leg at a time. I think that was really good. Last week you got all befuddled. I remember that. You began putting your pants on over your head and everything. You just didn't know where.
No, last week he was wearing a skirt.
Well, you stop that. Just stop that.
How many did you get last week? Three?
I got one.
A one. Okay. Well.
Hey, the way I say it is, hey, one is better than nothing. Yes. I would say stuff like that.
You would say that.
Okay, we have today is the birthday of, Deborah Winger. Rather an attractive actress. Let me see if I can tell you something about Deborah Winger that might give you a clue as to her age. She's born in Cleveland, Ohio. That's not a clue. Best actress nominations for An Officer and a Gentleman and Terms of Endearment also appeared in The Sheltering Sky and Leap of Faith. Not too many clues there, but let's see how you do. We'll start with you, Helen. What do you say?
I would say, since I don't know anything about her, about 50.
About 50, you would say, since you don't know anything about her. Okay. And Al in Framingham, what do you say, Al?
45.
Al says 45. And Heather?
36.
Okay, Heather says Deborah Winger's 36. And Jody?
How about 37?
About 37. Okay with me. And Tony?
I'm sorry, a little woozy after hearing Jody's voice.
She's kind of adorable, yeah. Sonny, isn't she? Do you go to school, Jody?
Yeah, I'm going to be a junior.
Where?
At Riviera College in Nashua.
Oh, sure. I was by there the other day.
Oh, really?
At the, I hope this doesn't sound too pompous, the Nashua Country Club. Which is right next door.
Yeah, right next door. Stick it in our face.
Yes, that's right. I'm not a member, if it'll make you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, Norm, if I would have known that, I would have invited you over for lunch.
We were right next door to each other. I could have invited you to the country club because my sister-in-law was paying for it all.
Oh, well, that would have been even better. Yeah,
okay. That's right. She took me out for Mother's Day. Figure that one out. And I'm sorry, Tony, did you also guess? Still woozy.
I'm still woozy.
That's right,
you
with Jody's
come back
voice.
To me? Someone give me a cold cloth, will you? 44.
Okay. And Bruce, you on a winning with a winning attitude. What do you think?
Well, before I guess, I just wanted to say hi to Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Very good.
That's great. I'm glad that I haven't heard you before, so it's great to meet you.
Well, it's nice to see you, too. And
these kids, I love when my kids get along like this. This makes a dad so happy.
Sorry.
This is the love connection.
This is the love connection. You're absolutely right.
But I'm sorry I have to beat you tonight, Jody. I'm guessing 43.
43.
Jody, if you didn't know Bruce, Jody likes that.
Yeah. I tell you, the closest to her actual, to Deborah Winger's actual age, just happens to be Jody.
Oh.
Jody said 37, and Deborah Winger is 38 today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Jody, and Heather came very close, too. She said 36. The rest of you weren't too terribly close, including you, Bruce.
All very nice to her.
Yeah, so Bruce, if you're going to try to make some points with Jody, I think maybe you better listen to her a little bit more.
I guess so.
Yeah. Better to lose the game and listen to Jody than play bocce on a court in Naples. That was quote from my Hungarian Gypsy Princess grandmother.
I wouldn't mind playing bocce on a court in Naples right now.
It would be kind of nice.
Yeah, I think it would be very nice.
Okay, as my grandmother used to say, better to be a good sport at tennis than to unbutton your shirt. She used to say that, stuff like that. It was a long time before we realized that she was a cuckoo bird.
I was going
to
say, when did they take her away?
They took her away moments after she said that. Yeah. Come get her, they cried. Okay, Olga Corbett. Let me tell you about Olga Corbett. Olga Corbett. Let me see. What can we find out about Olga Corbett? From Russia, of course, an Olympic gymnast star. She won 3 gold medals in 1972. She is suffering from radiation poisoning. I didn't realize this.
From
the Chernobyl thing. I didn't know that. Isn't that pitiful? That is so pitiful. Olga Corbett. How old do you think she is, Bruce? And that was 1972 when she won those medals.
I'm going to say 39.
You're going to say 39, you know, Rochester. He says 39. Oh, I'm really just going on and on, aren't I? Okay, Tony, what do you say?
Hang on, let me figure this out, okay?
Okay, figure this out. Matter of fact, I have, we have 2 sources where we get these ages and birthday stuff. And each one has a slightly different age, but they're very close. So
I'm going to have to say 37.
37. You're going to have to say 37.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jody, this is the voice we're all hanging on to.
35,
says Jody. Okay. Heather, what do you?
In the form of a question, too, I might add.
Well, it's just like on Jeopardy. That's really nice, yeah.
I say she's 38.
You say 38, says Heather. Okay. And Al?
37.
37, says Al. And Helen says?
40.
Okay. Actually, the two ages we had were 38 and 37, depending on what source.
Yes.
So Al said 37, so he's correct.
Yes.
Heather said 38, she is correct. Tony said 37, yes. He is correct. And the rest of you weren't that far off. You were all very close. So we have now each one winning one apiece, Al, Heather, Jody, and the very lovely Tony.
Thank you.
It's six.
There's always a sore head in the group, isn't there?
Hell, yeah, Helen's
it's fixed. Oh yeah, sure, yeah. He hires only his brother-in-law and members of his Mason group and the Knights of Columbus and Pythias. That's so that if you had to belong to that and be a University of Syracuse graduate before you get a job with him.
That was wonderful. That
yeah,
was wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I did that in one of my movies, The Romance of Steel Ingots.
I see.
It was an industrial film, but we had a beautiful love song.
Aren't we celebrating like the 40th anniversary of that film this year? Big box set.
That's right, too. Yeah,
digitally remastered copy, CD soundtrack, the whole deal.
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, Norman Rockwell designed the cover, and he was already dead, but we called him back. It was that important
to us.
Beyond
the grave.
That's right.
Thank
okay,
you.
George Gaines. You know the actor George Gaines?
Oh, the actor. I thought
he was in Tootsie,
the dog food king.
Remember in Tootsie, he was the one who was serenading Dustin Hoffman, who was Tootsie.
All these birthdays sound awfully familiar. Like we did them last week or something.
It seems to me. I know that. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did Lainey
kind of
Kazan.
Quantum leap is going on.
No, we did Lainey Kazan's birthday yesterday, and today AP says she was born today. Actually, so
she's still the same age though, isn't she?
Same age. Let's see. AP says she is.
Except for yesterday,
she's 53.
Last year's age, and this
50,
year
no 53. They have the same age.
But yesterday she was 52.
No, she was 53 yesterday. Well, according to AP, she might have been. But they both listed her as 43.
Now, I wonder if that may have played with the outcome of the game yesterday. Because she was 52 yesterday, because her birthday is today.
Well, that's true, but...
Moving right along.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm catering to your silliness. Okay, George Gaines, who incidentally was born in Finland... He's been in all the Police Academy films, which probably about the worst movies ever made.
Oh, he played the...
He's the old chief there, whatever his rank was. And also, he was in Tootsie. That was a funny role. When he was outside the window yelling up at her at Tootsie, played by Dustin Hoffman.
Don't remember it. The movie, yes. The scene, no.
Movies, yes. So he was also one of those soap operas, which was kind of the story within the story. But anyway, we'll begin with, let's begin with you, Jody. That'd be a nice way to start. Jody, what do you think? George Gaines.
Was that Bruce sighing?
I think it was. All the guys are sighing.
How about
65? What is your major, by the way, over at Revere? Pardon me?
I'm an education major.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What would you like to do with it? Teach him?
I'd like to be a kindergarten or first grade teacher.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
Hopefully.
See, and I was just thinking about going back to school, too. I was going to start right from the beginning.
That's great.
Start kindergarten.
I'll wait till next year when she graduates. She's out. And I'm going right back to kindergarten, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't do your homework, Tony.
You're right, I don't.
You know who said that?
Which
that
means I can be kept back and I can keep going back to kindergarten with Joey teaching the class. So maybe I'll get some tutoring.
Okay, now, Al, how old do you think?
I'll say 64.
Okay, Jody is 64. Okay, no. George Gaines is 64. Helen, what do you say?
60.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Bruce?
He's 65.
He's 65. You're going to say same as Jody, huh? Boy, what you won't do to get a woman? You sound a lot like me when I was your age. But then again, well, the Spanish-American War was on at that time, so I had no time for women. Heather, what do you think?
What year did Tootsie come out?
Tootsie, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. They came out a few years ago.
63.
And Tony?
I think he's pushing 67.
67. You're the closest. But actually, George Gaines, on this very day, is 76.
That's the spirit!
But he doesn't look that, does he? 76.
Oh, I figured he was old.
Well, 67, you said.
Yeah.
So you figured he's old, you figured 67. Well, poo on you, fella. Anyway, 76, actually, which are the same numbers.
Well, that's
backwards.
What I meant. See, when I guess birthdays, I get a little dyslexic in my guessing sometimes.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
How about, here's a guy who reminds me very much of myself. Good-looking guy, young and...
Schwarzenegger, who is it?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah. Brosnan.
Brosnan. Sometimes some people call him Pierce Brosnan. He told me, he put me aside one day, took me aside and said, Norm, call me Pierce Brosnan. Brosnan. I don't know what I'm saying.
What did he tell
I don't know what he did tell me
it's
anything.
A mystery
I made it all up, okay? I'm lying. Anyway, he's from Ireland. Co-star Remington Steele.
Yep.
And a Steele in the crime show and in the movie The Lawn. He was in the movie The Lawnmower Man.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Wasn't he one of the James Bond characters, or was he going to be?
He was being considered for the role, but
being considered for that. Okay. Let's start with you, Big Al. How old do you think Pierce Brosnan is?
59.
59. Okay. We'll mark 59. And Bruce, what do you think?
I'm going to say 35.
35. Okay. And Heather?
I haven't got a clue. No idea.
Well, this will be an interesting guess then.
I don't even know who he is. I'll say he's 49.
49. Okay. And let's see. Tony, what do you say?
44.
And Jody?
39, maybe.
Okay. We'll put down 39.
What?
And Helen, what do you say?
Well, Tony is never wrong, so I'll say 44.
You'll say the same as Tony. Okay. Of course, Tony has gotten 2 out of 4 so far. That's true.
Well, he got the book.
You insist upon that, don't you, Helen?
Every time she plays, all these false accusations.
Yeah, Helen is one of these typical, just kind of suspicious kids.
Yep.
Okay, actually, Pierce Brosnan, or Brosnan, today will be 41. Just 41.
Oh, he's a youngster.
I think Jody says 39.
Yeah,
let's see. Nobody said 43. So actually, Jody has won that round. And that means that Jody and Tony are both tied with 2 apiece.
Hey.
That's the story of my life.
That's nice.
That's the story of your life, the fact that Jody and Tony are tied at 2 apiece is
the
story of your life.
No, the fact that I'm a loser.
Oh, that's so sad. I'll try to comfort you by saying that you're probably right, because you're the only one who hasn't won anything so far.
No, I haven't, Norm.
Oh, you haven't either? That's right, you haven't, Bruce. I'm sorry.
I love the courage Bruce shows. He readily admits, hey, listen, I'm a loser.
But I'd rather lose with Tony.
That would be me.
Excuse me, Helen?
I'd rather lose with Tony.
Hey, that sounds nice.
You have a kind of a warm feeling for Tony, do
you,
Helen?
Yeah, I always have.
Well, now, how would you like that to be realized? Would you like to go on a date with Tony?
Tony's only a child compared to me.
But you have a warm feeling for him.
That's right. Don't ask me to explain these things.
No, you don't want to rot the cradle.
Yeah, no, Al said something quite significant about rocking the cradle.
Rob it.
That's right.
Robbie's
blind,
baby.
Jeez, if you've ever put Tony in a cradle, the entire tree will come
Let's
down.
Let's get this game going.
Okay, Janet Jackson has a birthday today. Sister of Michael Jackson. Debuted at age 7 with her brothers. Marriage to James DeBarge lasted less than a year. Hits include Control, Rhythm Nation, Escapade, Miss You Much, Hello, Bluebird, and let's have another piece of coffee and another cup of pie.
Let's have another cup of pie.
Yeah. They finally changed the lyrics a little bit, and it became a hit in its newer form. In 1992...
And they rapped it, too.
That's right. In 1992, she had a hit with Luther Vandross, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Ralph Tresvant. Am I pronouncing those names really badly?
Not bad.
The hit was The Best Things in Life Are Free. That's a kind of a typical song of the Depression years when they used to write songs like that. Millionaires don't whistle, they're too busy counting their money. They're not happy like we poor people are. They used to write old songs like nobody believed a word of any of them. Anyway, Janet Jackson, we'll start with you, Tony. How old do you think the lovely Janet is?
I'll say she's
Come on, Tony. Come on.
29.
29, says Tony. And what do you say, Helen?
30.
30, says Helen.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Bruce?
Well, I am a huge Janet Jackson fan, so that is why I know she's 28.
Okay, 28. And let's see, Jody?
Bruce just totally confused me.
You're not the first woman to say that.
I said, what did you say, Jody?
I want to say 26, but if he's such a fan and he thinks he's 28, maybe. How about 27?
How about 27? Okay, we'll put down 27. And Al, what do you say?
Big 27.
Also 27.
Well, now Al is smitten with Jody.
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heather, what do you think?
I go with Bruce, 28.
28. Okay, Janet Jackson is 27.
Oh.
Jody and Al. Jody. Jody now has three correct answers. Tony and Al both have two. Heather
has
one, and Helen and Bruce.
Well, forget it.
Sitting in the tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N.
Let's go get a coffee.
Okay, and another cup of pie. Okay. How about Governor Lowell Weicker? We'll get a little political here.
Oh, God.
Governor Lowell Weicker, who was in the Senate, very well-known senator. He was part of the Watergate Committee. Interesting man, and now he's governor of Connecticut. Born in Paris, France. I forget why that is, but his father may have been in the diplomatic corps or something like that, because he's from an old New England family.
Now, that's okay. My speed.
An old New England family?
No, like his age.
Okay, you started off then, Helen. How old do you think he is?
I'd say 70.
70, you say? 70, you say, and 70 will mark down. Al, what do you think?
I'll say 65.
65. Okay, Heather?
67.
67, says Heather. And Jody?
I'm going to go along with Al, 65.
65. Okay, and Tony?
64.
And what do you think, Bruce?
63.
And you win, then.
Oh.
Bruce does.
Hey, Bruce is on the board.
Yeah, because Lowell Weicker, 62. And Bruce was within one year. That's very good, Bruce.
Can we have a recount?
No. No, I happen to be a dictator, and we'll recount when I say so.
Oh, that was
tough. Okay. How about Gabriella Sabatini?
Yeah.
She sounds like an opera singer at What is the opera company in Naples? Not in Naples, in Milan. La Scala. Never mind. I forget I even mentioned that. She's not any of that. She is a tennis player. She's a tennis pro from Buenos Aires. She's still playing tennis, so that's the clue there.
Now, if she was an opera singer and a tennis player, would they say that she made a lot of racket?
So what do you say? Let's start with... Let's start with you, Bruce. How old do you think Gabriella Sabatini is?
I'm going to say 24.
You're going to say 24? Okay. And what are you going to say, Tony?
Let me see. I will say...
This is terribly important, by the way.
I know.
You want to tie with Jody on this.
I know.
I hope I'm not putting too much pressure on you.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Okay.
25.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think, Jody?
23.
23. A lot of pressure on you, too, Jody.
I know.
Yeah. But you're coming through okay. You sound very calm.
Okay.
Heather, what do you think?
I think she's 17.
17. Okay. Oh. Al, what do you
27.
Think?
27.
27, says Al. And Helen says?
30.
30. I thought Helen was going to say, I have no idea who she is. But no, you never did say that.
Well,
no, actually,
by guessing 30, she pretty much proved it without saying it.
Gabriella Sabatini is 23.
Oh,
that means that Jody.
Oh, she's
Jody now has four. She's moving way ahead of everybody. I'm going to give you a couple of dates, okay?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that kind. But the first Academy Award the year that that happened. Let me read you something. Let me get this. The first Academy Awards were presented during a banquet at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. The movie Wings won Best Production. Emil Jannings and Janet Gaynor were named Best Actor, Best Actress. And, she was named Best Actress in Seventh Heaven. Emil Jannings, Best Actor in The Way of All Flesh. What year was that? The very first Academy Awards, Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, first Oscar. What year was that given? Let's start with Heather. What do you think? What year would that have been? 1942, you say. And what do you think, Al?
1946.
First Academy Awards, 46. Helen?
I'd say
45. 1945. And Bruce?
I'd say 1938.
38. Okay, Tony?
I'm trying to remember what they always put the... This is the such-and-such annual...
That's right, they do.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I'm going to have to say 1927.
1927, okay. And what do you think, Jody?
1946.
Okay, the year was 1929.
Oh, wow. I thought it was the 66th. There was a 68th annual.
That's so Tony won that one.
Yeah.
And so, Tony, you got three. Okay, you're still one behind.
I'm right behind
one
you,
one behind Jody. How about this one? Annie Gets Your Gun. I guess that's still in Boston.
Nipping at her heels and nice heels.
Yeah, well, she has really nice heels. The best in Nashua, which is where the college is, near the Nashua Country Club, you know.
Oh, God.
Buffets every Sunday afternoon.
All right.
Okay.
Rubbed up noses in it for crying out loud.
Okay, what year, the musical Annie Gets Your Gun, featuring songs by Irving Berlin, starring Ethel Merman, opened on Broadway? Anything you can do. I love a parade.
I don't know.
There's no business like show. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Do we have a multiple choice?
No, there's no multiple choice. No, this is you guess it just one shot.
What is the question again?
What year was that? That it opened on Broadway.
What?
It opened on this day.
What day?
On May 16th. But what year?
What did open? That's what I'm asking.
Annie Gets Your Gun.
Oh, okay. And where did it open again, Norm?
It opened on Broadway.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It opened Broadway. Oh, jeez. Okay, let's start with you, Helen. What do you think?
Oh, thanks a lot. I don't know. About 1950.
About 1950. We'll put down 1950. Okay. And Big Al, what do you think?
I'll go along with Helen. 1950.
And Heather?
1956.
Okay. What do you think, Jody?
1948,
says Jody. And Tony?
1947.
And Bruce?
1956.
Okay, we now have a tie. Wait a minute. We have a tie because Tony got that.
You're kidding.
It was 1946.
Oh.
Very good.
Right, you said, Jody.
And you said 47. Jody has done very well. She said 48. You've been very, very close, even when you've missed, Jody. You're okay. You're a bright lady.
Thank you.
Son of a... You're okay.
He tells everybody that, Jody.
I never said that to you, Helen. I never said it to Al.
Didn't say it to me either.
Hey, Helen, he wakes up the corral, that's why.
Can I do my Ethel Merman imitation now?
Please. Yes, go right ahead.
Just kidding. Oh. Is this dumb thing over yet?
No, we have about an hour to go.
No.
Well, we have to have a tiebreaker because we got both Jody and Tony both have four apiece.
You have to know this, that Heather was baking a cake.
I almost burned it. I caught it just in time.
Oh, I didn't know that you were baking a cake. I didn't know. What kind of a cake is that?
It's like a triple batter chocolate cake.
Oh. I know that's...
Ice cream.
We'll be over at 5.
Yeah, that's not the kind of response that... That at the cooking show over Channel 2 they get, but here we're earthier. Okay, I'll give you one more birthday. Uh-oh. See if we can use this as a tiebreaker. Studs Terkel.
Oh, jeez.
No, sir, I have great faith in Jody. I know she knows this. A public speaker, broadcaster, nonconformist, called a free spirit of Chicago, a contemporary interviewer writer. He wrote a book called Working, in which he just, on tape, he interviewed people, whether they asked them whether they liked their jobs, and I'm sort of a social historian, among other things.
And he's still alive, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's still alive. Studs Terkel has been around for a long time. I'll give you that clue. And let's start with you, Bruce. What do you think? Studs Terkel.
I'm so confident I know this. He's 47 years old.
47 years old, you say, eh?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. That's good. I like the confidence you have. It's really an inspiration. And Tony, what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm a huge Studs Terkel fan. I'm trying to remember from his biography how old he is.
He did say in his biography.
He did.
Yeah.
It was. I think the story opened with that.
Yeah. It said, I was born of Bessie.
You stole it, Tony.
And Henry Terkel, and then he put the year in the place.
Any reason why he got that name, Studs?
Studs. No, he used to work on construction. Either that or was a great lover, and I have no idea what the reason is.
Thank you.
But how old do you think he would be today?
78.
78 on May 16th, okay. And the very lovely Jody?
76.
That's the spirit.
Oh, my.
Yahoo.
Okay. Heather, what do you think?
73.
Al?
75.
75. And the very lovely Helen, this is your chance. You're the only one who has nothing on the scoreboard here.
Don't rub it in.
No, this is your chance to score. And I want you to score, Helen. For
72.
Well, you didn't score. Tony scored.
Do I get a prize for nothing?
Oh, I feel bad now.
Yeah, no, you, because he's 81.
Do I get a prize for not winning at all?
No, you get nothing at all, Helen, huh? Except our admiration and our love.
Oh, well, that's good enough for me.
Maybe a cheap feel later on if you still like it. Why did
with
I?
Tony? With Tony?
Absolutely with Tony.
You bet.
Yeah, with Tony, yeah. Yeah.
Tony
is Tony's in charge of the Westinghouse cheap fuel department. go anywhere for cheap fuel. I don't know what
right.
I'm saying.
Every year at the farm stand, I'm there with my
cheap fuel booth.
We better change the subject.
Yeah. And money goes to charity, so it's for a good cause.
It certainly does.
Yeah. Okay, actually, Studs Terkel is 81, and Tony said 78, so he was the closest. Jody, you did very, very well.
I feel bad.
Tony came through with that one. But Jody did just great also.
I'm sorry.
She said 76, which was actually the second closest. Jody, you're very bright. You've come very close on all of these things. And I want to thank you all for taking part in this thing. Helen, you're okay, even though you are a loser, and some people would look upon you, you know, with mock horror.
I like you too, now.
I happen to adore you, Helen, so please. And thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Al, thank you very much for taking part. Nice to have you with us.
Welcome back.
What'd he say?
Welcome by.
Oh, welcome by. I see. Okay. I knew a wrestler with that name. That didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. None at all. Heather. Oh, Heather.
Yes.
You can go now, Heather.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome by.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're welcome by. Thank you. My goodness. And Jody... Jody, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you made a big hit.
Norm, can I ask you a favor?
Yes, by all means.
My dad, he loves you like you wouldn't believe. Is there any way you could get say hi to Joe for me?
Joe?
Joe and Judy, they're in bed listening to you downstairs right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, and what's your mother's name, Judy?
Judy.
Joe and Judy, you have a very lovely daughter, and both are young guys. Fell deeply in love with her today, which is really very, very nice.
So, guys, and got my number there. Call me. We'll get together.
Okay, she said she's very bright. Huh. Hey, thank you very much, Jody.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Norm. You're bye, Bruce. Welcome. Bye, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night, guys.
Feel free to stop by the cheap field booth anytime.
Okay. And, Tony, thank you very much for playing the game with us.
You're welcome.
Oh, he hung up on me, which is really good. Hey, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Norm.
Take care. Bye-bye. time to say goodbye-bye to everybody, just because it's time for us to get off the air. On behalf of Tony Nesbitt, our first-class producer, on behalf of the very lovely Marilyn Gorelick and myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan person, don't forget, tonight at 11, we play 20 questions. Bye-bye, old sport, from WBZ Boston.
I got to tell you, that was one heck of a successful farm stand that year. Please, please, just remember, the money went to charity, so it was for a good cause. Without further ado, closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Bruce Connolly, Studs Terkel, my loves Helen and Jody, and that great thespian, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.